So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to day 6 of part 3. Now, as you're doing the visualization each day, it's really important that there's a sense of spaciousness around it. Very often when we come into contact with an attitude of mind which is in any way kind of associated with anger or resentment or hurt, the mind tends to sort of shrink a little bit. It becomes more sort of narrow in its focus. There's a sense of it being limited in some way, which is why we tend to experience a sense of sort of tension and stress when we feel those kinds of emotions. So it's really important, especially in an exercise like this, when those kind of emotions are likely to be around, that we keep the visualization very light and very spacious. One way of doing that is to really focus on that sense, that idea of sharing a sense of happiness, of contentment, and from a visualization point of view, bringing to mind those ideas of sort of sunlight, of warmth, of brightness. By doing that, you'll find that the visualization is naturally very light, that there's space, there's room for those things to breathe. Otherwise, it can start to feel very sort of heavy and very sort of real. Remember, we're working with an idea here. And the more you can keep that idea sort of light and playful, then the easier the exercise is going to be. And ultimately, the more effective it's going to be as well. So with that in mind, just getting yourself comfortable in the chair. And when you're ready, eyes open, just taking some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes. As you start to notice the weight of the body, those physical points of contact, any sounds, and over the next minute or so, just settling in to the space around you. So just bringing the attention back to the body now, back to any physical sensations. Just checking in with the body to notice how it feels. And as you scan down from head to toe, just noticing how there might be areas of resistance and the overall mood, emotional quality of mind with which you're scanning the body with. So just noticing if there's a particular feeling or mood that's around right now. As always, just take a moment now just to be clear about why you're doing the exercise. And even if you're using the same person that you've used for the last 5 days or so, still bringing a very fresh attitude to that question today of what your motivation is, why you're doing this exercise today. Always remembering how that can benefit people around you as well as yourself. And now just allowing the mind to rest on that movement of breath, that rising and falling sensation. Find it easier, you can count. But either way, just remaining present with that sensation just for the next couple of minutes or so. So just staying with that feeling now. Just bringing that person to mind. Remember, no matter how strong, intense the feelings might be towards them, It's keeping that sense of spaciousness, of lightness, and that quiet sense of confidence. Being able to do this exercise, to facilitate it, to allow it to take place. Receiving any difficulties, those things that allowed that person to act or speak in such a way, and at the same time replacing or sending feelings of happiness, contentment, which will hopefully make it less likely that they act or speak in a similar way in the future. So just watching now as that exchange begins to take place. Saying if at any stage it does start to feel a bit heavy, just bringing to mind, really focusing on those lighter qualities of sending, of giving, sense of warmth, brightness, spaciousness. And just staying with that now for the next few minutes. When it looks as though that exchange is complete, as though the person's a lot happier, a lot more content, having let go of those difficulties, whatever it might be, and for yourself, having let go of some of the resentment or anger, frustration or hurt. Now just letting the mind do whatever it wants to do. So just allowing the mind to be free. And now just bringing the attention back to the body. Back to those physical points of contact. Noticing any sounds, smells. Being aware of not seeing, and as you open your eyes, becoming aware of seeing. Just maintaining the posture, just for a moment. Clear in how you feel, clear about being present throughout the day today. Knowing where you're going next, what it is you're going to do. And when you've done all those things, then you can just sit back in the chair and have a good stretch. So, a question that often comes up with this particular exercise, and I think I mentioned it just briefly in part two as well, is anything actually happening? Of course, something's happening in our own mind. We get a sense, the mind softening, opening, perhaps letting go some of those things. But when we're sending those feelings of happiness to another person, does it make any difference? I wouldn't like to speculate as to whether it does or not. What I do know is that when we're around another person, there's no question that how we feel, how they feel, influences each other. There's some kind of dynamic at play, even when we're not speaking to one another. There's a sense of feeling what another person is feeling towards us. And I think anyone who has experienced a really kind of difficult time with another person, perhaps a really difficult argument, there's a sense even when you've sort of moved away from that person, there's still a feeling of that sort of lingering. So I think at the very worst, what we do is to improve the way we feel ourselves. There's no question that that happens as a result of doing this exercise. As to whether it genuinely impacts that other person, I think we know that the more people are around other people who feel happy and content, then as a general rule, the happier they're going to be as well. So it's a very long way of explaining a very, very simple question. But as you go through the day today, do look for those opportunities. Remember that even in a really difficult situation, this is a great exercise that you can bring into the moment and apply in a very real way on the spot. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 7 of part 3.